You're listening to the Inner Child Podcast. With Mother's Day that just passed, this year we really want to celebrate the amazing moms inside our listener community who are healing their own wounds at the same time as raising tiny humans and breaking generational cycles in the process. So one exceptional mummy in particular, who you're going to hear in this episode, blazed into my life completely randomly. So a few months ago, her TikTok about my podcast went viral, and I suddenly had this huge flood of listeners coming in. I saw it and I knew I just had to meet her. She's otherwise known as Mackenzie at Home on the internet, with over 500,000 TikTok followers. Now, what's special about Mackenzie is that she normalizes what it's really like to be raising two beautiful children, but also be healing from mental health and childhood wounds at the same time. It's messy, it's imperfect, and we just have such a vulnerable and beautiful conversation around what motherhood is really like. Now, for those of you who are also working on your mother wounds, I would definitely check out episode number 11 of this podcast, all about healing mummy wounds. So buckle up, my friends, and stay tuned right after this intro. Hi, I'm Gloria Zhang, and after 10 years of struggling in toxic relationships, I attracted the love of my life by healing my inner child. This podcast is your weekly dose of my expertise as a therapist and dating relationship coach for high achievers. Learn tips to overcome low self-worth, emotional baggage, and childhood trauma so that you too can step into your power and attract the love you desire. Welcome to the Inner Child Podcast. Okay, we are live. Oh my goodness, Mackenzie, how are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing so good. How are you?
I'm good. It's so nice to meet you. And it's really funny. Before I found out about that TikTok, everyone was sending me a link to the TikTok. And I thought it was a spam. I thought people were getting hacked and they were sending me this link. And then I found out. It is funny. And then it was actually my podcast editor who said, "Hey, Gloria, like there's a sudden spike in listeners today." And it was the day that you published that TikTok. Oh, and then that's how goodness. I found you. So I thought I'd love to invite this woman on the show.
Yeah, I'm so glad I actually drove traffic to you, because a lot of the times I like to share about my life, you know, and sometimes I share things and I'm like, I don't really know if it's going to convert for you, or like I just posted about an Airbnb that we went to and I'm just like, mm-hmm. I genuinely just hope that that drives traffic, because you guys work so hard. Like, your podcast is so amazing and you deserve it. It did what I intended to.
Well, thank you so much, Mackenzie. You know, I obviously took a peek at your TikTok as well, mm-hmm. and I love the content that you've been putting out. So, you know, just out of curiosity for those listening, how did you first get started on TikTok, and how did it feel to realize that your videos were really exploding online?
Well, actually, so the account that TikTok is from is actually my backup account. So that's not where I post like most of my content. That's kind of just like just personal stuff that I don't necessarily want brands and stuff to see. More just like me as a person rather than me as a brand. So mm-hmm. that stuff I honestly just posted randomly because I've been going through some stuff with my family. So I started posting that. Literally, I think that was like the second video that I posted. But on my other account, that's where I talk about like all of my mental health mom kind of stuff. And I started posting almost a year ago, actually. It was right after my daughter's birthday, which is in a couple weeks. And so like the end of February-ish. And I posted a video of me cleaning my house because I was really deep in a depression. And I just was cleaning what I called my depression house. And people said it wasn't that bad, but for me, it was bad. And it was kind of controversial because you have those people who are like, mine's way worse. And then you have those people who are like, that's gross. Like, how do you let it get that way? And so I think that's kind of why it got so much attention, because everybody was fighting in the comments about it. But then after that, people started coming to my page more often and engaging with me. And that was nice because I felt so alone in that time. And then people were like, oh, can you make a video about this and about this? And so I started just responding to those, like, yeah, here, like, this is what I do, this is how I handle this. And so it just started going more and more. And I grew in the springtime in North Carolina, where I am. That's probably May-ish, I think. I started really growing, and I finally got to that 10,000 followers, yeah, which was like, this is amazing. And then on Mother's Day, it's also my son's birthday is that week. So we had his birthday party and Mother's Day and another friend's birthday party. And so it was a really busy weekend. And so I posted a TikTok, me cleaning it up, and that blew up. And that's where like the bulk of my followers at that point had come from, because it boosted really fast. And then again, it's like I would get these spurts of specific videos going viral, and then the followers would come. And then I finally just started being consistent, and people were relating more and more to me. And I actually made like some really, really good friends. And like one of my best TikTok friends, she came from that Mother's Day video. And so then it just, people would ask, and I would give them what they wanted, and it would inspire me more. And talking about mental health is what I would voice over the videos. And so it was really nice to like let my emotions and my feelings and all of my thoughts in my head out. And so it was like therapy for me almost, and a way that I could connect with other moms. And I'm sure you understand too, because when someone says to you, I understand, like, thank you for putting this out there, it made me feel normal, or made me feel not so alone. It's like, I'm here for a purpose. I'm not just doing this for nothing.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, Mackenzie.
Oh,
and so, yeah, I looked at that page too. I think I know the video you were talking about. And this is one of the things I wanted to chat with you about, is there can be so much judgment to being a parent. And I'm peeling back the curtain on what it's really like, right? Raising two kids, mm-hmm, three kids, four kids. And so how did you start becoming a mental health advocate for moms everywhere?
So really, it was that first video kind of gave me a little push to be more open with myself.
Yeah.
I think because before that, I was just denying it. I'm fine. I don't need the help. I don't need to talk about this. It's fine. So once I posted that, it kind of gave me what I needed. So once I opened up that layer within myself, I was able to be more honest. And then I kept posting normal cleaning videos. It was never really too bad. It's messy. It wasn't really dirty, and it wasn't that bad, you know? But then what really got me passionate was the week of Halloween, actually, because I cleaned my car for Halloween because we did a trunk or treat in my car. And so I made this video, and people were so mean. They were like saying they were going to call CPS on me, telling me like I didn't deserve my children because my car was messy. But they didn't know. And especially because I was still working on my mental health for myself behind the screen, people didn't know how bad my depression was. People didn't know what was going on in my personal life because I just chose not to share that. So I had one comment that really stuck with me and was like, you have a partner, like your kids can clean up after themselves. And like mental health is just an excuse. And I was like, at this point, me and my kid's dad were not together. So I was a single mom and he worked a lot. I had full custody of the kids. I don't have any friends or family around. And I was really not wanting to be alive. For the first time in my life, like really not wanting to be alive anymore, but only being alive for my kids. But in that time, I was doing everything I could to just make sure that my kids were taken care of the best that I could. So it was food, but it was a lot of McDonald's, a lot more than I had ever really wanted to feed my kids, but it worked. They're fed. They really like McDonald's. So they were pretty happy about it every single time. And we took a lot of drives because at that point, both of my kids were quiet. And at this time, my daughter wasn't in school yet. So I didn't have that break. And actually, in this time, my daughter was supposed to start school in August, but then something had happened with the school, so she wasn't able to start for another month. And so I was really looking forward to that, and I was like, I need this. And then when they were like, she's gonna have to wait, it just crushed me and made everything that much worse, because I was just looking forward to that.
Thank you for sharing such vulnerability, Mackenzie.
Of course.
And I know a lot of listeners are going to relate to this story. And, you know, what are some pressures put on parents or even single parents? What are some things, some judgments that you hear?
So it's definitely just that. Everybody expects you to do all of the activities with your kids. They expect you to feed them the best nutritious meals and have everything clean and everything perfect. And I'll admit, when I was just a mom to one, I was that mom. And people probably thought I was really judgy, which I wasn't. I don't care what you do with your kids, but because my house was always clean and my kid was always having these crazy, fun, educational activities, and I shared all of that, and she was always dressed nicely, and it's that movie theater perfect family, you know, that's what everybody expects. Right. I was talking to my friend about this the other day, that I don't really like Instagram, because I feel like you have to be the Instagram mom, like the perfect aesthetic, the perfect everything. And over on TikTok, people like you to be real, even though there are those trolls who really are mean, but there's more people who understand. And so I stopped trying to be that Instagram mom. I stopped trying to be that Pinterest perfect mom and let go of it. But when I let go of all of that, that's when the hate came. And that's when there was almost more pressure, because it was like, well, do I share this? And do I open up and let my mind go through this? But I was in the Marine Corps, so I have pretty thick skin.
Must be a lot of pressure, right?
Yes, a lot of pressure. And that pressure to not show all of the McDonald's that my kids are eating, or my dirty car and my dirty house. It's hard to share that, and it's hard to accept that and understand that it's okay. It's really okay. There's another creator who is always saying, you know, cleanliness is not a morality issue. And that's what I just kept saying to myself. It's not a morality issue. And I tried to tell my followers that too, you know, like, it does not matter. It doesn't matter what your house looks like. If your kids are fed, your kids are happy, the cleaning can wait.
Oh, such a great message. I don't know if you know this, but I actually started off as a children's therapist, and I worked with kids for such a long time. Yes, that's how I got into this. The fact that you get comments like that, it's such a projection from society's perfectionism. And, you know, at the end of the day, as a child, when we look back on our best memories, it's not about how many spots were on the car. It's not even about how organized the shelves were, but it's around our connection with our parents, right? Like, I don't remember how clean the car was when I was little. And right, that's got nothing to do with that connection. And even when I was eating McDonald's, my parents didn't have a lot of money, but moments that mean the most to us is really about that connection. I'm so glad you're sharing that in your content, Mackenzie, right? Because if we always try to be so perfect and manicured, then what kind of message does that even tell our kids, right? That they have to be perfect and polished and put together all the time.
I know. I came to your podcast because I'm trying to heal my own childhood. And that's how my family was growing up. Like, I remember distinctly one day we were going to meet my grandfather. I think it was for Father's Day brunch. And he said to me, "Why is your hair not brushed? Like, what are people going to think of you?" And I was just like, "It's brushed. I just have kind of poofy, curly." Well, now I know I have curly hair, wavy hair. I didn't know that. And so I always had like crazy poofy hair. And it was just like him saying that's like, wow, I do not ever want my child to feel like that.
So. Thank you for sharing that. And how did you find the podcast, by the way? Were you looking for something specific?
Yeah, so as I had mentioned, like in the very beginning, I've been going through some stuff with my family, and I'm just trying to decide what ties I want to and what ties I want to mend. So I found the Daddy Issues podcast episode first, and then I found the Mommy Issues one too. I knew I had father wounds. I've always known that. But the mother wounds, which is something new that I've been working through. And so that's really like when I found you. And then I just binge listened to all of the episodes. And it was just
thank you.
It was just so refreshing to be understood, because no one understands me, because everybody that I talk to at least has good relationships with their parents. Even my kid's dad, he has awesome parents. There are obviously issues, but not issues like mine. And I even have opened up to him recently, because I never talked about it because I didn't understand it. And I recently have opened up to him talking, and he is angry, very angry for me. I kind of felt that because he didn't understand. He would get mad at me for certain things, but he just didn't understand like why I was that way.
Yeah.
I didn't even understand why I was that way. I was able to understand myself a lot more when I listened to your episodes. It makes sense. So I listen to them when I'm getting ready in the morning. And one day I was like in the middle of doing my makeup, and I ran out into the living room, and I was like, this is why I'm this way. This is why. Like, it just clicked. It just made me feel so much better. And like, I can actually understand myself now. So thank you.
Oh,
thank
yay.
You so much.
Oh, my heart is bursting at the seams right now. You know, it's funny. My podcast was also a COVID baby, just like your TikTok. And it was just a hobby at first. I had no idea folks would listen. And that means so much to me, Mackenzie. And I'm so glad that you were able to feel validated, because you do, right? Truly and honestly. And I know you're helping so many people out there as well with your content.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, definitely. And so I know there are lots of moms who listen to this show who might be struggling with that same thing, right? Of wanting to appear perfect or worrying about being perfect with their kids. Do you have some tips on taking care of your own mental health while also trying to raise a tiny human?
Oh, yes. Yes. This has been something I've been trying to do a lot lately, because I've been a mom for almost 4 years now. And up until about a year ago, even 6 months ago, I really never took care of myself. I never put myself first. I never made sure I was sleeping enough or eating enough or like filling up my cup. And I know it's such a cliche, like fill up your cup before you can fill up anybody else's, but you need to. You need to do the things that make you feel human, because getting lost in motherhood is so easy when you're just in the mornings right now. It's really busy. Like, I have to make sure my daughter has X, Y, and Z for school, and my son gets fed and she gets fed and my coffee gets made, or I can't function. But it's not just coffee. You can't just drink coffee. You need to actually eat. Yeah. You need to take that time to eat your food. And that's one thing, you know, just like simply eating things that nourish your body, eating vegetables, doesn't matter how they get eaten, dip them in ranch dressing if that's what you want, you know, eat the food and take a shower. Take a shower.
Take a shower.
Like, and it's so silly to say that, like, I need to say those things. It's so silly that that's what comes to my mind when you're talking about taking care of yourself. But those are the things that get lost way too easily, because the baby's sleeping and you don't want to wake them up, or the baby's crying and you just let them in your shower or whatnot. But taking a shower by yourself without a worry of what's going on. So I take my showers now in the morning when the kid's dad is still home, so that I know that my kids are taken care of and I have time to actually pay attention to myself. And along with that is also getting dressed. Sounds silly. But for years, you know, I just wore sweatpants and yoga pants. And it's just like the feeling of putting on real clothes makes you feel so productive. And it doesn't matter what you're doing.
It's true.
Even if you're just sitting. And I get a lot of comments that say, but I don't like the feeling of jeans. You don't have to wear jeans. I found these super comfortable, like just khaki pants, and they're not super tight fitting. They allow me to sit on the floor. I can bend over without having to worry about anything hanging out. And so you can find clothes that function for you. And if you like yoga pants and they make you feel good, I'm wearing them right now. Please go ahead. But if you need that.
So am I.
Right? Yeah. So just like if you need to put on a dress and go outside and walk down the road and just feel like you are the most beautiful person in the world, then do that. Do what you need to. Do what makes you happy as a person, aside from being a mom, aside from being a partner. It doesn't matter. Those things don't matter. It's what makes you as yourself happy. And I feel like people often, as parents, put that just aside because what does it matter? Especially when you're staying home and you're not leaving the house. If you don't have a car, that you're only a one car household, that can be really hard too. But it's just like, take care of yourself. And I know that looks different for everybody. Also sleeping, making sure you're going to bed early if you need to. Don't clean when the kids are asleep. That's another thing, because that time should be focusing on you instead, because everything else can wait. Also, I get this comment a lot, is people think that I do everything for my kids. Like I show a lot of cleaning videos. They're like, oh, your kids are never going to learn anything. But I just don't show my kids my videos, but they're right there with me when I'm cleaning. They're right there and they're learning those skills and they're seeing me do it. Yesterday I had cleaned my daughter's room when she was at school because she hasn't been feeling good. So I was like, I just want to make sure that she has a calming space to come back to. She was like, whoa, who cleaned this? Like, did the cleaning fairy come? And I was like, no, I did. I cleaned that. And so that showed me right there, because that's never really happened. And she's always there cleaning it with me. And so it was just like, they really don't understand that things can be done. It's that object permanence.
Right.
If you don't see it, then it's not real. So yeah, that's a big tip. And I don't think a lot of people understand that, because they're like, well, when am I going to do it? Well, you can do it when your kids are awake, because they'll learn and you can do it together. And you also don't have to feel bad about ignoring them if they're helping you, because you're still doing something with them.
Yeah, some things are cliche because they're true, right? And I mean, I'm really glad you're really hammering these basic things, because it's usually those little things that we start to let go. It's not some complicated solution to this, right? It's going back to the basics.
Like, go have a spa day. Right. That never makes me feel better for a long period of time. And you can't do it all the time.
Yeah, nothing's going to replace sleeping and eating, getting dressed. I can tell you that. So thank you for the reminder. It's really helpful, right? Because the answer is usually so simple. And because it's so simple, we miss it, right? We tend to not see it. Right? And that's really helpful. So I was stalking your page. I wasn't sure if it was recent or an old picture, but do you have like a favorite Disney movie?
Oh my goodness. Well, I really like all of the Disney movies. Rapunzel is my oldest favorite, but
Tangled. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, really?
I think it's better than Frozen, to be honest.
I think so too. Yeah. Because honestly, in a way, like she's trapped by her mother and I kind of relate to that. So, and then she goes on this crazy trip and it's never about a man. It's never about finding Prince Charming. It's about finding something that she's passionate about. And then it's just, it's fun. There's a lot of fun music and it's kind of my favorite. So. Yeah. But I also have been really into Encanto. So.
Oh my goodness, girl, that hit me in the feels so much. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about Encanto? How it affected you? How you felt when you watched it?
Well, it just I want to cry because so much of me relates to it. I will say I haven't watched the whole thing from beginning to end because I have children, but the parts that I have watched, it's just like, there's the grandmother, abuela, she is not nice at all. So I can relate to that. And then of course, super cliche again, Luisa. Yeah. I am her. I'm the second oldest. I'm the oldest girl. So I have all of that, just like everybody. I have all of that weight on my shoulders, and my family went through a lot, and my parents weren't necessarily around much. So I was in charge of a lot, and I cried when I listened to the song for the first time, like when I actually listened to it, not like having my kids listen to it and ask me a million questions. But when I really listened to it, I was just sobbing because I've never had a Disney movie of all things or a song that's just like, dang, this is real. And it's something that's just not talked about. And I also like to talk about Bruno because I think he's really cool. Mm.
Oh, yes. I heard that that song beat out Let It Go on the charts.
Yeah. Yes, it's like the top song right now.
Yeah. It's a really beautiful movie. And I think everyone should go see it. And I'm not going to spoil anything, but I don't know how they managed to address intergenerational trauma in a Disney movie for kids, but the way they handled it was so beautiful. And that's all I'm going to say about that piece.
I agree. It's something that's hard to talk about, especially when the adults passing down the trauma don't understand. They don't get it. So to see it in a new light is just beautiful.
Yeah. Disney's growing up too.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's nice for us because our kids can watch it and we can also watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love
so
that.
Different from the movies that we grew up with.
No, it definitely is.
Mackenzie, I was going to ask you, where can folks find you online to check out your content and to see what you're up to?
Well, I'm most active, I would say, on TikTok at Mackenzie_@home. And you can find some other content, not Mackenzie_@home. That's kind of where I post. Like my not necessarily appropriate content for my bigger account. Also, I'm on Instagram too. I'm not as active there, but I do post fun pictures and stuff over there. And I'm more active. If you want to talk to me, message me on Instagram at, it's the same, Mackenzie_@home. If you message me there, I'll be able to talk to you easier than if you were to try and message me or comment on a video on TikTok, because it's kind of hard to talk there.
Yes. Thank you. We're going to include both of those links in the notes below so that folks can check you out. And to clarify, even the one that says not is still Mackenzie. Don't let the words deceive you. I should make a spam account too, just for memes and Disney memes.
Yes. It's awesome. Fun and there's no pressure over there. So
yeah,
it's nice.
Oh my goodness. Well, Mackenzie, it was so nice to meet you finally. I still can't believe this is happening.
I know. It's really awesome. Thank you so much again. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And I appreciate you. Thanks for making a TikTok about us.
Of course. The more you put out, the more I will be able to share. So keep putting out amazing content.
Thank you.
Are you a high achiever or entrepreneur who's thriving in your career but really struggling in your love life? You sound just like I was. I help high achievers just like you break the pattern of toxic relationships through inner child healing so that you can attract and create the secure life partnership of your dreams. Message me the words high achiever to learn about joining Soulmate at By Gloria Zhang on Instagram or apply directly on my website, bygloriazhang.com.